This is Pastor Jared Pollard, and you're listening to the ALC Daily Podcast. At Abundant Life Church, we believe that every person needs community that leads to encounters that causes growth. Join us as we dive into Scripture, share testimonies, and learn to become the hands and feet of Jesus in our everyday lives. Thank you so much for joining us on the ALC Daily Podcast. My name is Pastor Jared Pollard.
And it's Pastor Benjamin Davis.
It's Memorial Day, and on Memorial Day, we're still having a Money Monday.
We are.
You ready for this?
But before we do, we want to honor those who have given their lives to our country. We think that's important to recognize. So we do want to honor their service and say thank you for everyone who has served in the military and taken the risk.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Today, how to keep money from ruining a great friendship.
Yeah, would you agree, or have you had the experience?
Hey, before we get going, can I borrow some money?
Yeah.
I was thinking, you know, probably take 6 months off. So if we could just get 6 months worth of salary.
The answer is, I'll give you some money, but I won't loan you some money. There's your biblical answer. And which is actually kind of, you know what? Now, if you've lived long enough, you have seen money ruin relationships. Mm. If you haven't seen that yet, you haven't lived long enough, because you will see it. It's worse when it's in family. Mm. But you'll see it in money. If you live long enough, you'll see money ruin church relationships. You'll see money ruin work relationships, and you will see money ruin family relationships. Mm-hmm. Solomon actually gives some wisdom about how to stop that, you know, how to keep money from ruining a great friendship or a great relationship, right?
Yeah.
And his advice is in Proverbs chapter 6, verses 1 through 5. Now, this is just one of them where he says, "My child, if you have put up security for a friend's debt or agreed to guarantee the debt of a stranger, if you have trapped yourself by agreement and are caught by what you said, follow my advice and save yourself, for you have placed yourself at your friend's mercy. Now swallow your pride. Go and beg to have your name erased. Don't put it off. Do it now. Don't rest until you do so. Save yourself like a gazelle escaping from the hunter, like a bird fleeing from the net." So he gives this crazy imagery of a gazelle trying to get away from a tiger or from a leopard, right?
Mm-hmm.
That always puts an image in my mind because I have the National Geographic things going through.
I was
going to
say, you're going to be watching those, deadliest predators or whatever those shows are.
Yeah. As a youth, back then it was all on your public channels, you know, and dad had them on evening. You're eating ice cream, watching the, you know, you're watching the speed of a leopard chasing, you know, or the pack of lions
killing
the gazelle.
Killing the baby gazelle.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
picking off the little one.
Uh-huh. So you have this image, and Solomon is saying, act like the gazelle because you're caught. Mm. So the question is, why? Mm. Why do you think Solomon is like trying to say this is really, really important to don't do this, and if you've done it, get out? Mm. What do you think the deal is here? Why do you think Solomon was like using that kind of crazy, pressure, being that adamant about it?
Yeah, well, I think it comes down to priorities within that relationship. And so it's hard. I mean, we've all had relationships where we find out that the relationship has very little to do with how, you know, the two parties get along, mm-hmm. and very much to do with what you benefit from.
Yeah.
And that. And that's the worst. Those are the worst realizations, when you think you have a true friendship and then you find out, well, really, they're just hanging around because I provide this for them.
And it's the most pain. Well, as a pastor, it's the most painful in church, mm-hmm. when you find that out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so nobody likes that. Mm-hmm. And nobody really wants to be on either side of that equation.
Right.
And so his warning is like, well, if you want your relationship to be pure, then keep it pure.
Mm-hmm.
Don't add the extra stuff to it. If you're going to engage in this way, make it free.
Let me interject something. Let me say this. This is the ultimate rule if you're trying to disciple someone. Never mix money and discipleship. It doesn't work. Matter of fact, it will destroy the discipleship. If you're trying to disciple someone, do not loan them money. Now you can give money, and we'll get into that, but don't loan them money. Nothing will destroy the discipleship relationship faster than the money and debt that goes with it. So I really would just say that out of the gate. And I encourage all of my leadership team that when, because we have a DNA of discipleship here at Abundant Life, where we encourage people become a disciple and make a disciple of Jesus. But what I know, some are tempted to try and solve problems with money. And I'm like, you're going to destroy the whole discipleship relationship if you get that money get in there. So be careful with that. And so that's a key thing. So you think it's a purity issue. It pollutes the relationship.
Yes.
And so Solomon, he's just really, as a matter of fact, the next section is go to the ant, you sluggard, and all of that. But that's actually connected to this one. What he's saying is use every ounce of diligence you have to get out of that kind of a financial relationship. Now, I've replaced it with gifts. Free gifts are cool, but loans between friends, loans between family can be a really dangerous business. Why do you think it is that loans can turn the thing sour so fast?
Well,
even 0% loans.
Yeah. Well, it becomes, there's both sides, I guess. If you're the one loaning the money, you want that back.
Yeah. Right.
And if you're the one that owes that money, you don't want to pay it.
Yeah.
And now it's not I owe this person this money. Now you're both kind of presuming on the individual's kindness. And it just gets so twisty so fast. I don't know. It's kind of hard to articulate.
It is hard to articulate.
It really just does come back to the purity of the relationship.
Yeah.
So let's hyper spiritualize it.
Yeah.
So the way that God works, you and I can never earn or deserve anything that He has ever given us.
Right.
Ever. It's just not possible.
Yeah.
And so I think we're supposed to be reflections of God, and I think our relationships are supposed to reflect that as well. And so if we get to the point where everything becomes, and I'm not talking about work, I'm talking about within that relationship, if it all becomes about earning and deserving, and you owe me this, and back and forth, well, it just totally messes up the relationship. It's no longer a relationship at that point. It becomes all about transactions.
Yeah.
And I just don't think the Lord wants us to relate to each other that way.
And actually, this is what Moses put in the community of Israel. They were going to go into the same promised land and divide the inheritance amongst them. Well, what they realized is a community that big, there's going to be a problem with land transferring back and forth. Some people succeeding, some people failing, all of that. And Moses said, listen, the loan process, the interest process, is going to elevate the successful and dominate the less successful. So don't do that.
And they're all family.
That's exactly right. So what he said is don't do that. So they put in things like the year of Jubilee, those kind of deals. And now it was more egregious in their time in the sense of, one way you can solve your debt problem back in their day was to enslave yourself or enslave some of your family members to pay the debt.
Yeah.
Then the year of Jubilee would set those people free.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And so you could see why Solomon is saying if you're security for your friend, well, you might end up in slavery.
Yeah.
Right. If you can't pay their debt. So it was much more egregious, but the principles still work today. So really the purpose of this podcast is how to keep money from ruining a great friendship. Just know that it can, and it can do it fast. Mm-hmm. So be really careful. What we're not saying is don't
become super stingy.
Yeah, we're not saying that, and we're not saying don't do financial arrangements. You know what I'm saying? Don't do business deals. We're not saying that. But what we are saying is that Solomon gives stern warnings, so be aware of those stern warnings. Mm-hmm. And you know what I have learned is that gifts are better than loans. Mm-hmm. You know, if you want to bless somebody, a lot of times I just gift them. Yeah. I just, you know, I'm saying, oh, I want to bless you, so I want to give something to you from the prosperity that the Lord has given me. Mm-hmm. I just want to bless them. And that usually works better than the loan process. So you take that Proverbs 6, 1 through 5 and think about it and use caution before you would get involved in a situation where Solomon says is a very dangerous situation.
Thank you for joining us today. At Abundant Life Church, we believe that through community and small groups and encounters with Jesus, you will have growth. Visit abundant.us to learn more about ALC and how to join a small group. On Sundays, you can join us at 8:30 a.m. for our time prayer meeting and our services at 9:30 a.m. and 11 a.m.